Thank you for holding. Is this Chris?
This is Chris.
Hi, Chris. My name's John. I'm the director here at Local Splash. How you doing?
All right. How are you doing?
Busy. I mean, they got me running around all day today. They had me judging a costume contest at lunch. It was kind of awkward.
They weren't the best costumes then, I guess, huh?
Yeah. I missed the memo entirely. I guess it slipped my mind last night, but I came in regular work clothes. Yeah. But nice to meet you. I understand you were speaking with one of my reps here, Tara, about putting your company on the first page of the Google search results. She asked me jump on the line. There was a discount that she requested for you. Did you have any questions about the listing aside from just the cost?
Well, I guess one question would be, you know, I don't exactly have a website yet. So if I do get a website up and going, can I get in contact with you guys and have that applied to the page?
Yeah, I mean, we would build a site for you, no problem, you know. I'll include a site for you at no additional cost. That's not even the benefit.
Oh, really?
Yeah, the benefit in this conversation, though, is the placement, you know. If you do a search
for
grading in Eldon, there's, like, David Fence Sand and Gravel. I don't know if you've heard of them before, or Baker's Backhoe Services.
Yeah.
Right? And then there's one spot that we have available within our company. Once we fill that spot, we close it out. So you can't just put your business up there. You know, we have to have a spot open in order to put you there. So that's why we're reaching out to you today. You know, there's a lot of people out there that have a website and don't have a placement, and the website never gets seen because they don't have placement, right? It doesn't show up when the customer's looking up the service. So the only people
that see
their site is if they, like, refer them there. Yeah, so, you know, the website, it's an added tool. I mean, obviously people are visual buyers, but it's more important to have the placement. I've put people up there without a website at all just because they didn't want one and they just had a call button, and they get calls every day.
Yep.
You know, so it's, you can still make money without the site, but the site's not really going to make you money if it's not in front of people that need your service. So I believe Tara already sent you a link to the pricing page so that way you could see it. Did you get a text message? From my 877?
I don't think so. Maybe, I did. I just didn't see it yet.
Yeah. She said she sent it over like 5 minutes ago.
Okay. I see it here. Let's see here.
You're going to see some bigger numbers there. The reason she asked me to jump on the line is because you're eligible for what's called a new in business credit.
Yep.
So basically what that would do is it would allow me to reduce the cost on the package by 50%. Okay.
Okay.
There's two packages that have a site. They're the essential, or it's the pro and the platinum. Excuse me. I'm trying to remember off the top of my head. I'm not looking at it. So it's the pro and the platinum, that have it. One's $499 and the other one's $599. Okay.
Yep.
The difference between those packages though is one has Facebook ads as well and the other one doesn't. Right?
Okay.
So what you pay is going to be based off of, do you want to do Facebook advertising as well or no?
Maybe. I don't know. Facebook's kind of dropping out lately, but it might still create traffic. I don't know. $100 a month extra is a lot, though.
Well, it's $50 so because of the price reduction. So you're looking at it'll either be $249 or $299 because either way, I'm cutting the price in half. So one of them's $4.99 a month, the other one's $5.99. So if I cut the $4.99 in half, that's the pro. It would be $2.49 for you on a month-to-month basis.
Oh.
Right.
Well, see, I have a different stream then because mine is saying I thought you had already cut them in
you're looking at the premier packages. The premier packages are something I think maybe in the future you should upgrade to. If you want to cover more than like a 50-mile radius or if you're covering areas outside of a 50-mile radius, then you would definitely need the premier packages. Yeah.
Yeah. Being just a one-man wrecking crew here, I definitely don't think 50-mile radius is going to be a good idea right now.
Right. Yeah. You want to keep it within that. So that's why I was saying these packages down here, the $299, $499, $599, those ones are up to a 50-mile radius. You could cherry-pick the areas, though. So if there's areas you don't want to go or areas you want to put a point of emphasis on, it's also keyword or service-specific, too. So they have to type in, like, grading, site clearing. We give you 15 different keywords that you'd be listed for.
Gotcha.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that's awesome.
Right, right. And that's with the website included on those packages, by the way. So you'll keep that pricing structure as long as you're with us. But it really just depends. If you want to pay the $50 extra, it gets you $100 worth of Facebook advertising. So it's like double the bang for your buck on that campaign. So that would be $299 out the door, and then the other one's $249. So it's really based on what you want to do.
Mm-hmm. Am I locked into this price for like permanently, or will it eventually go up to the initial charge there?
No. I'll lock you in at that rate. But obviously, at some point down the line, let's say you hire a couple guys, I see things are going pretty well. You know, I might call you up and say, hey, let's do something bigger, like one of those premier packages, but we'll cross that bridge when we get there. Basically, it'll just stay this way as long as you're with us, unless you basically wanted to change it. You'd have to engage that conversation.
Okay, so it won't automatically change ever. Like, it's not a 12-month program or anything like that. It's just price.
We're not the cable company. You know, you'll keep that price for as long as you're with us.
Okay. Alright, so I have a question for you. How did you find me?
You made it onto the qualified candidates list. So Google creates that list. Basically, when a spot opens up, we're a Google partner. We're a premier Google partner.
Yep.
So when a spot opens up in an area, they decide who qualifies. So they'll kind of look into you. They'll go into anything they can find online about your company, background screenings that you've done, reviews, length of time in business, and then they'll slap you on that qualified candidates list. And then my reps will basically call down that list until we fill that position.
Huh, okay. Well, that's cool. And so you kind of answered another question, too, is I was going to say, you guys aren't like Google, but you work with Google directly?
Correct. Yeah, we're a premier Google partner. So the funds that we collect on these placements actually go to Google.
Gotcha, okay. Because I was going to ask if this was some sort of like weird algorithm system that you guys have to potentially put me at the top of the page, but it sounds like I just will be at the top of the page. Like you're just working with Google to make that happen, right?
Yeah, you'll be up there. And to answer your question, there is an algorithm though. Like Google has an algorithm that updates weekly, but they only give the access to the algorithm to their premier partners. So that way they know people that their partners are working with get that placement and they get money from it, rather than it just being some like third party that's doing some back end marketing, or you hired some marketing guru in house that thinks he could do it for you. You know, this way they know for sure the only people getting up there are people that are working with their partners or them directly.
I gotcha. That makes sense. Okay. So if I say let's go ahead and make this happen, how do we create this website? Do you like give me access to create it myself in my free time, or?
Well, no, I mean, you will have access to it, but we do all the legwork on it. You know, we every client that we sign up, we just assume like you're 75 and like computer illiterate. You know what I mean? Like we don't expect you to really get on the computer and do anything in order to make it work. That's why you're hiring us in the first place. So, like, we'll purchase the domain, we'll do all the legwork on it. Obviously, we get your opinion on it, though. We don't launch anything that represents your business without getting your go-ahead.
Wow, okay. I mean, that sounds great.
Pretty good. I mean, a lot of people use Google.
It's still a huge browser.
Yeah, it's the number one search engine in the world, and I don't think it's going to change anytime soon. That's why I got into this.
Yeah, me either.
Right around the time my firstborn was born, I started doing this, and I was like, okay, let's get into something that's not going to be around a while, or that's going to be around a while. It's either going to be, you know, computers and Google, or literally it was like electricity and be a lineman.
Yeah,
because those are two things that aren't going anywhere. You know, we're always going to have them.
Yeah. Hey, you got it, man. You weren't wrong. That's for sure.
Yeah, 10 years later, still here. So I love what I do. I like watching people, their business grow and develop. It's pretty much like we're developing companies from scratch, really.
Yeah, well, that's awesome, man. That's what I'm trying to do. You know, I'm trying to break out of the mold and get out on my own. And I mean, it's just I finally am at a point where I can start a business and I'm just scrambling to make it happen now. I don't want to work hourly for my whole life, you know?
Yeah, no, I totally understand that feeling too. I have two businesses outside of here. One's hosted by my father and the other one's hosted by my father-in-law. One's a tree company, one's a painting company. So,
that's awesome.
I get it, but I honestly do it now just because I love it, and obviously I started paying my mortgage already working here, and there's a lot of things I would have to, a lot of paperwork I'd have to do that I don't want to mess with, so I'm just like, okay, you know, all the insurance, everything is for the kids is through here. So.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah. I tell people all the time, I'm like, you haven't officially started your business until you've put it on Google. It's pretty much just an idea until you have it in front of the people who are actually looking for the service at the moment they're looking for it. Now you got a company, you know? So.
Yep.
We'll walk you through it.
Okay. So how do we move forward?
Well, the real question is, are we going 249 for Pro or are you going 299 for the Platinum?
Will I be able to change that over time?
I'm trying to think worst case scenario, like if I croaked and then you called in.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
I don't know. I think if you called in to upgrade, they'll try to charge you the Platinum bundle. You know what I mean? As far as
like
grandfathering.
Like the whole thing,
you, Yeah, because I'm grandfathering you in on a pricing structure that's actually half. Because Meta is different. Facebook's different. We're in the process still of becoming a Meta partner right now, actually. We're not even fully a Meta partner. We're just a Google partner.
Yep.
But in that, you know, they told us we could go back to offer our current clients that are doing the Google advertising these, like, $100 certificates, basically. It's like a little code. It gives them $100 of Facebook ads, right? So what I was going to do is just lock you in so you keep getting those every month, but only at $50. So my concern is, does that change if they stop applying those later? Like if you call in and then the deal's not already set in stone, they're going, oh, well, that's actually $100 more. So you might be paying $349 if you upgrade it later rather than $299.
So it's
long term, it would save you over the course of a year about $600 to just start that way rather than to start it and then call back in and sign up under the regular pricing. And who knows, you might want to upgrade that later down the line, too. So you're going to want to keep that. What if you expand your Facebook budget later? You know what I mean?
Yeah, so I was going to say, if I get Facebook now, and I pay the $299 now, and then months down the line, I say, you know what, I'm not getting any traffic off of Facebook. Can I get rid of it and go to the $249?
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely.
That's easier to do then.
Yeah, because then it's not about honoring the pricing structure. It's just removing it as a product altogether. That's you could absolutely.
I gotcha.
Yeah, even if I was goner, you could call in. They'll still honor that. Mm-hmm. And we'll.
Okay, so yeah, I was gonna say that. That'd be great. And then also, am I locking myself in for X amount of months, or is this a month by month service?
No, so we recommend that you try it for at least 2 months when you're a new business just starting out because we're PIN verifying you, building your website. So like the first week, you're not going to see much of anything. We're just getting the website up and running, sending your PIN verification out to you in the mail, doing the interview with you to customize the campaign. So, you know, you're not really going to see a full 4 weeks or effect of it until the second month, right? But
yeah, I definitely understand that. That makes sense.
Yeah, but it is month to month. You know, so you can cancel at any time, technically, and it is paid out 1 month at a time.
Yep. Yeah, I just didn't want to have to purchase 12 months and then
find out that
I don't get any traffic and I'm already paying for it anyway or something.
No, these guys are coming back at their own will, you know? They're not blinded to anything. That's the way we want it. That's how we know it's working for them. That's how Google knows it's working. Obviously, we have the tracking system, too, so we can see the calls you're getting and everything. But, you know, that's how they know that you're happy with it. You know, a smart business owner is not going to keep paying for something unless they're seeing good return on investment, usually.
Yeah, totally. Okay. All right. Well, I mean, that all sounds really good. So you're going to send me some sort of contract that I can look through?
Well, it actually comes with the invoice receipt. So it's just everything in the Pro or the Platinum bundle. Outlined in writing, like the discounted pricing structure, the billing date, and the cancellation policy. So I'll go over all of that, create the account, set it up, and we'll have you sign off on that before we end the call. I just need your go-ahead on, you want to move forward for at least 30 days and which package you want to use.
Yeah, okay, let's do the, well, I forgot the names already, but the $300 one with the Facebook, yeah. Yep.
Okay, all right, so I'm going to create your Google My Business page, and then they're going to send a PIN verification letter to you in the mail. What's the street address that I could send that to?
2581.
Okay.
FM 1704.
Okay, is there a lot attached to that?
Yeah, number 14.
Lot 14?
Yep.
Okay. And 78621, right?
That's correct.
Okay, I got it. All right, it says allow 5 to 7 days to receive that. So I'm anticipating about this time next week you should have that postcard in the mail. There's a 5-digit number on the back of that PIN verification that I'm going to need from you. So I'm going to send you my direct number and extension right now. And then our customer
okay.
service line is also attached to every text and email that you get from us. Actually,
okay.
the line I'm texting you from is the customer service line, 877-635-6225. There's 24/7
yep.
customer service, too. So you can always call in,
okay.
text it to us, email it to us, whatever's easiest for you. But try to get that to us as soon as possible. You only have to do that one time for as long as you own your company. So let's, like, say 6 months, 9 months, a year, however long down the line, you cancel this. Well, all your Google business profile still exists. You're still verified with Google as a business, even though you're not paying for first page placement, right? So you still have all
oh, wow.
those reviews, all that credibility still there, and people could still continue to build reviews on that platform.
Okay. Well, that's okay. great. And then I would still be able to edit the website and that sort of thing, even if I
yeah.
stopped paying for the...
Correct.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. So, like I was saying, we're building something here that's long-term. It's not just about... having the first page placement. Obviously, that's what's going to drive the traffic. You'll see a dramatic difference in the amount of phone calls you get if you stop doing the first page placement. But we're not going back and deleting the stuff that we're creating for you. We just stop doing the optimization.
Yep. Yep. That sounds good.
Is Chris short for Christopher?
That's correct. Yeah.
Okay. What's your last name, Chris?
Fred Saul. So F as in Frank.
Mm-hmm.
R-E-D. S-A-L-L.
Like fall? Like the season? The current season?
Yep.
Okay.
That's right.
Then, okay. Just making sure. Update. All right. And then, like I said, I'm going to send you everything in writing, the invoice receipt and the outline of the agreement. This is considered a business expense, so you'll be able to write it off as well. What email address could I send that to?
Greens, gravel, and grading. No spaces. No, just the letters at Gmail.
Okay. Perfect, your ID is Gmail user. Make sure this comes back as valid. If I sent you a test message from my work email, do you think you'd be able to see it on your phone right now?
Yeah, I could do that.
Okay, I'm going to send it. Boom.
Okay.
It's just, it just says test, and it has like my contact info in there.
Got it.
You got it? I didn't know if that was like I got it, like I understand, or like I got it, like I got it.
It wasn't, but I do have it now. So John Hill, Director of Sales.
Yep. Yeah, that's me. All right. So let me just update this. We'll save. And then how do you want your hours of operation for the business listed?
So, yeah, right now I
work later in the week, so like Wednesday through Saturday. So, I mean, I guess the best thing would be to write, like, Wednesday through Saturday, 8 to, I don't know, 6 or something. And then, you know, it's kind of, you know, whenever I get jobs, I work them in as best I can, but that's the best time for me to take phone calls, I guess.
Gotcha. Okay. And then what about this, like, Sunday through Tuesday hours? Do you want me to have them, like, closed?
I guess it's hard because, like, I have a day job.
Oh, gotcha. Well, I could set it
that's
as, like, by
work.
Appointment only. And then also what we could do is we could, like, during those hours internally here, we could set everything up. Like, we could get you a Google Voice number and just have everything forward to the answering service and the tracking system during those hours. So that way when you are available, you could go into there, you know, log in with your username and password, and it'll save their number and, like, what service they were looking for. If they left a voicemail, it'll be specific voicemails to that client and your Google business page. So that way you know it's actually a customer. It's not just, like, a random number from, like, a bill collector calling you or something. Makes sense.
You know what? I like the by appointment only thing.
Okay.
Maybe if we just write. Yeah, if they, yeah, because I might be able to take a call while I'm at work. I mean, that's sometimes that works out. So maybe we'll do by appointment only, and then just like, I don't know, 8 to 6 every day, Monday through Saturday.
Okay.
And then we'll see how that goes. I mean, if I'm getting blown up at work, we'll have to change it to what you were just talking about. That would be good. But if I'm not getting blown up, then it would be good for me to get them as soon as they come, you know?
Yeah. It's always better to get them as a live call. The conversion's always best as a live call.
Definitely. Yeah. Yeah. I've actually noticed that already.
Yeah. If they go shopping around.
Even if I call, I've called back in 30 seconds and still not had an answer. So.
Yeah. I mean, it's pretty quick. That's why it's so important to have though. Like people will think about these jobs for years. they'll think about it for 6 months on end, and then it'll take them 10 seconds. They'll look it up. Like once they have the money together, they've made up their mind, like this is the day that I want it done. It's like a 10-second search, and then these are the top guys, and then they get the phone call. So it's like if you're not there and you're not available, your chances drop a lot. So we'll solve the first gap of it, but you still got to answer your phone as they come in.
yep.
All right, so I got Monday through Saturday, 8 to 6, Sunday by appointment only.
Right. Are they all by appointment only?
All right, I could set it all. I could do Monday through Sunday just by appointment only. So that way they could always call, and then you can hash out when you're actually able to work.
Yeah, that'd be best. Because, I mean, at the end of the day, that is really how it's going to happen anyway. Because it's not like I'm just driving around, you know, with my equipment, like,
It's not
ready to work any minute, so.
Usually, you know, so usually you could just.
Yeah.
All right, so I'll just go by appointment only. And then can you accept cash, check, and card from your customers?
I'm still working on the accepting card, getting like Quicken Loans or something. So right now cash and check is all.
Okay. If that changes in the future, just let me know. You can always call or text me and I could swap it out. But right now it just says cash, check, no card. And it'll stay.
Perfect.
That on.
Yeah, I'm working on that as soon as I can. It's just, it's definitely on the priority list because that's already become an issue, so.
Yeah, but you do want to shop, like don't rush it because I know, depending on what you go with, if it's like Square or like a PayPal business account, you know, they have different fees too. Like sometimes.
Yeah, I know Square wants, 3.5% and I said no to that.
Yeah, good.
So.
That's too much. They should be getting like 2 for Visa, MasterCard. Discover and Amex, you know, they're always up there no matter what though. You know, Discover and Amex are, even if your credit's like perfect, they want like 4 or 5%. It's pretty crazy.
Yeah, but what I see a lot of times is people just ask for like 5% more from those cards specifically.
Yeah.
I've seen that before, so.
Yep. Yeah, exactly. And we put that on the site too as like a disclosure, like additional fees may apply if they choose to use that. All right, so I got the business profile created. There will be a client interview. The client interview is usually about 30 minutes, but we ask for an hour window in case the call goes over or you have extra questions. What's your schedule look like?
So I like I work today, tomorrow, and Wednesday. I suppose I could do the interview at like 5 o'clock, today, tomorrow, or Wednesday, but like Thursday, I would be more open.
Yeah, the only slot that I have available today would be 4 and 5.
If
you really wanted to get it going, and that's like in an hour. And then, tomorrow I could do any time between like 9 and 6.
Yeah, so maybe tomorrow, 5 to 6?
5 to 6, okay, yeah, that works. Let me lock in.
Okay.
And then I'm going to send you a calendar invitation to your Gmail.
Okay.
That's why I tested that email. And then I'm also going to send a text message reminder. I'm going to set it up to automatically text you 1 hour before just to make sure that it's still a good time for you. If anything pops up or changes, just let me know. I could always reschedule it. But I do want to get this knocked out as soon as possible. I don't want to do Thursday. That's kind of a ways out. I want to start working on all this stuff. Hopefully by Monday, Tuesday next week, we already got site and everything up and running.
Yeah, definitely. That sounds good.
Yeah, the sooner we get you up and running, the better your return on investment is going to be that first month. So that's what we need. We need to make sure you're making money, and the chances of us seeing you come back are a lot higher, even with
yeah.
the scam. Okay, so let me even save. All right, there goes that invitation. Should receive that here in just a second. Okay, perfect.
Yep, I have it. Client interview. Yep.
That's it. Client interview, local splash. Okay. Now, we'll be with a separate rep, but I will call you first. Okay. So I'm going to call you, and then I'll introduce you to that representative in customer service that's going to be doing your client interview. So it's mostly basic knowledge information.
It says it's at 3 to 4, though, unless I'm reading it wrong.
Yeah, it's 3 to 4 Pacific Standard Time.
I see. Okay. So it'll be, 5 to 6. Oh, I see. Sure. Yep. Okay.
Yep. Yeah. Should automatically update.
All right. Okay. Perfect.
Okay. And then if anything pops up or changes between now and then or in the future, you have my direct line too. I'll basically be walking you through everything. Like I said, we assume you're like a 75-year-old computer illiterate guy.
That's perfect. I might not be 75, but I'm pretty computer illiterate.
Yeah, you
don't
sound as even close. All right. So I have everything set up. I just need to secure the first month payment. How did you want to do that?
Do I have to do that right now, or can I do that at the client interview procedure?
No, we have to secure the payment in order to take the account off the board. So that way it's not being called out on or sold to any competitor. Also, they won't do a client interview on an account that's not actively paid.
Okay. Can you take a debit card?
Yeah, I could do that. Is it a personal or a business?
It's personal.
Personal? Okay, so just that, well, I'm going to voice verify you too and get you the receipt. I'll have you sign off. Yeah, we could do that. It just says Christopher Fredfall?
Yeah, that's right.
Okay. I just have to make sure that the paper trail lines up. And then the billing address is the same as the street address we're sending your Google PIN verification letter?
Yep.
Okay, perfect. Yep. All right. Is it a Visa, MasterCard, Discover, or American Express?
Visa.
Okay. All right. And it says the Visa should start with a 4. If you could read it 4 digits at a time from left to right, and then I'll repeat it back to you for quality assurance.
Okay. 4130.
4130.
3713.
3713.
0001.
0001.
9122.
Okay, and the expiration date, month, and year?
8/26.
8/26, and there should be a small 3-digit code on the back.
Yep, 230.
230, okay. And then before I can legally authorize the transaction, I just got to do a 60-second voice verification recording, and we should be good to go. As I'm walking you through this, if there's anything that I say that you don't agree with or you don't understand, just stop me. I could always rephrase it for you, okay?
Okay.
All right. Get this out. It's scripted, so if I get real formal on you here. Okay, so you're on a recorded line. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification recording. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement with our company, Local Splash, and is an added form of protection for you as the business owner. Says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state the name of your business?
Greens Gravel and Grading.
Thank you. And can you please state your name and title within the business?
Christopher Fredsall. I'm the business owner.
Thank you. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business today?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And are you an authorized user on the billing of the account that you provided?
Yes, sir.
All right. So it says, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers within a reasonable period of time?
Yes, sir.
Okay. It says 24 to 48 hour response time is requested. Obviously, like we discussed earlier, immediate response time is always going to be the best. And then it says here, in hiring Local Splash as your Google certified marketing representative, do you agree to let us know about any additional online marketing efforts while you're using our services?
Yeah, I mean, I can do that. I'm on Angie's list right now. Do you want to know about that?
No. So we know what you're already doing. It's just saying anything after today, if you're going to add it, like, let us, you shouldn't need anything else, first off. Let me just say that. We have you on a platinum package. So you have like our popular directory submission. You're on Yelp. You're on Yellow Pages, Thumbtack, Merchant Circle, Amazon Alexa Voice Search, Facebook Ads, Bing Local. Like, you have a top to bottom marketing service here. With the exception of Home Advisor by Angie's List, which you're already using. So you should have all your bases covered pretty much at this point. But it's just saying, like, yeah, after today, if you're going to add something, double check with us, because we don't want you to pay for something that you already have or duplicate any of the listings. That causes a discrepancy with Google, and then we have to go fix it. But if we don't know what you did, we're kind of scrambling around, blowing you up, trying to figure out what happened, you know?
I gotcha. Okay. Yeah, I mean, I wasn't planning on – I was actually thinking I might get rid of the Angie's List thing because they've been kind of a pain, but –
I've been getting that
so,
more
yeah.
and more. If you do get rid of them and they try to say that you owe them money for lead fees, contact me. I know a way you could get out of that. I helped a roofing contractor, a friend of mine over in Fort Worth or greater DFW area, get back like $3,500 just a couple weeks ago.
Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah, that'd be great. I haven't had that kind of issue yet, but I'm slightly concerned about it. The way their billing procedure is, it's a little bit weird.
Yeah, like, we're still on this recording, but I'll just give you some backdrop on it. Like, he told him to cancel, and he was still up there, and they kept sending him leads. So he went to his bank, canceled the card. Well, they kept sending him leads, and he was just kind of laughing. Like, I don't know why they're sending me leads, because I'm not going to pay for them. They don't even have my card. I deactivated it, got a new card. Well, they tried to say that he owed them that money, and so they sent it to his collections, and that's where we stepped in. There's an article, the Federal Trade Commission's been considering shutting them down. They actually have shut them down before. They were called Service Magic back in the day.
Wow.
Yeah, and then they rebranded and kept doing the same thing. So they've been under investigation since 2014, and pretty much any time that gets brought up or you report fraud through the FTC site, you end up winning. that's pretty much the way out of it, but I can always send you the link if it comes to that. I know some people don't have that problem. They just tell them cancel it and they part ways and it's no big deal, but it just depends.
Yep.
All right. So it says here, the initial term of your service agreement is 1 month, although we do ask that you try it for at least 2 months when you first sign up as a new customer. It says, your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today. It's October 31st of 2022. It's going to be in the discounted amount of $299. However, that's going to be for our Platinum Package Bundle. I've included the .com for you at no additional charge, and I've waived all setup fees that are affiliated with your campaign. It says, when the term is completed, your agreement is set up to automatically renew each month on the 31st day. If there are not 31 days that month, it'll roll over to the first month. Or the first day of the month, and each month moving forward will stay on the first day in the discounted pricing structure of $299 for as long as you're with us. Whew, that's a mouthful. It says you may discontinue or cancel your agreement at any time. There are no cancellation fees nor penalties. We do ask that you contact us before your billing is due if you do decide to cancel. And then it says, do you agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay, so upon your initial payment authorization, you're going to receive welcome email and a welcome text message loaded with information about what to expect as a new Local Splash client. It'll have the username and password for your account dashboard and tracking system, and it'll have your agreement outlined in black and white, it says in writing. At the bottom of that subscription terms, you'll see it in your text message. It'll say, like, please click here to accept the subscription terms. You do have to sign off on it, so it's an e-signature. You basically just check the box certifying it was you, not somebody pretending to be you, that authorized the transaction. It's really important since you did it through a personal account. And then you'll sign off on it, and then obviously the invoice receipt, since it's not a business account, you're going to have to give that to your CPA later on, so that way you can still write it off because there's no, like, printed receipt.
Gotcha. Okay.
Okay. You're gonna get it back that way and with the customers that come in. Now, there is a security question. They're always going to ask you a security question if you call in or if we contact you. We would like you to, or if you'd like to verify who you're speaking with, you know, the security question will be on file. You have three options here. You have your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name. Which one of those works best for you?
Do my first pet's name.
First pet's name. Okay, and what was your first pet's name, Chris?
Simba, C-I-M-B-A.
Awesome. I love it.
Yeah, I can't forget that one, can you?
Yeah, it was a cat.
No, it was actually a dog.
A dog named Simba? A dog with a cat
yep.
name? I love it. I loved Lion King growing up. That was great. That's right around my era. So.
Yeah, yep.
Yeah, that was awesome. Actually, I have a 1.5-year-old, and I'm getting him into the Disney stuff, but he's just, I wish he was going towards Lion King or like A Bug's Life. Those are my things growing up, but he likes Moana. For some reason, he loves that new movie. Yeah, I know, right?
It's the music.
Yeah, that's really what it is. It's the songs come on, and he gets all excited and starts dancing around. So I'm like, whatever. As long as he's happy, I'm happy.
Man, I'll tell you what. I was watching Moana with a kid like a few months ago, like 6 months ago, and I was riveted. I was like, damn, I like this movie. So
yeah, it actually is pretty good. I just don't like the demigod thing, because I was raised Christian, and I'm leaning towards, obviously, that, and raising him Christian, and everything that's going on with society. It's a long story. But,
yeah.
yeah. But they call him a demigod and stuff, so I hope he doesn't, you know, and then he's singing about how he created the grass, the ground. He's stealing God's role. They took the book of Genesis and turned it into a song and made it about some Hawaiian guy. But, anyway. So I'll have to straighten that out for him later. But your account was approved, just so you know. So you should have all the receipts and everything there. Like I mentioned earlier, I'll be here to walk you through the campaign. Just kind of hold your hand through it until I can see that you're successful. You got some jobs under your belt and you got the hang of it. And then I'll kind of back up until you need me. Okay?
Okay. But yeah, that sounds great.
Yeah, like I said, 75-year-old computer illiterate. But a couple things I want you to keep in mind, just to make sure the startup is as smooth as possible. So obviously the client interview tomorrow, that's huge. Like I said, I'll text you an hour before just to make sure it's still a good time for you. But I got that scheduled between 5 and 6. I'll call you, introduce you to the rep, pass you off to them. And then the PIN verification, that's also really important. Especially if you're not the one who normally checks your mail. I don't want to have that get thrown away and then have to resend it out to you. I've had to do it before. So try to be mindful of that. Need the 5-digit number on the back of that. Also,
gotcha.
For your site, I will need, do you have a logo?
I don't have one.
Okay. I'll set you up with our graphic design team. We'll get you a logo.
Okay, cool.
It's better that way too. That way we can make sure don't have any copyright problems later. But let me send you, what about pictures? Do you have pictures of work that you've done in the past, like before and after?
I do have a limited amount of those, and I have like a picture of my trailer, truck, and tractor and that kind of thing, if that helps.
Yeah, definitely helps. It's something that it will help the customer identify you when you pull up. You're in a one of my favorite states because it's so pro-Second Amendment. But, you know, last thing you want to do is be pulling up in front of somebody's house and they don't know who you are and you got a pistol in your face, you know?
Yep, definitely.
Yeah. So try to send in what you have, and then obviously we'll make do the best we can with that. And obviously as new job opportunities come in and we have that logo established, we'll keep fine-tuning your site for you.
Yeah, okay. That's awesome.
So that's basically it. It's just client interview, PIN verification, get your photos over that you have, and then obviously sign that subscription terms as soon as possible. If it's not signed by the client interview, that's how they're going to start the conversation, making sure you sign off on that. And then if you have any other questions, comments, or concerns, like I said, I'm a phone call away. I'm in your pocket. Save my direct number and extension. I'll be here for you.
Okay, awesome. Thank you, man. I really appreciate this.
Absolutely. I'm looking forward to working with you and getting everything set up. Like I said, I love doing this, so you're not really a business until today. All right. Well, enjoy the rest of your day, and then I'll circle back with you tomorrow, okay?
All right. Thanks. Have a good one.
You're welcome, Chris. I'll talk to you soon. Bye.
All right. Bye.